Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. Recently, I've been telling you about Chuck Norris and how he's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's his secret? Well, it's called Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. What does it taste like? Well, unlike other green drinks that taste about as delicious as freshly mowed grass clippings, this one actually tastes pretty good. Heck, if I can get it down, you can get it down. Just like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe today. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
This is the Zabecast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
Tuesday, July 30th, 2024. Thank you for downloading. You are looking live at a light rainstorm and Andy Pollan on the phone as I am outdoors at the training camp house here in Green Bay. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Do you loan any of the players your bicycle and carry the helmet, as the tradition goes?
I do not, as a matter of fact. But yes, the tradition continues. Even for the new $238 million man, Jordan Love, he was on a bicycle the next day. It's a cute thing. It's now, of course, Andy, got a corporate sponsor attached to it. So yeah. The pureness of this tradition is, I don't know, maybe a little bit affected.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm bullish on wearing helmets when you ride.
Yes.
So
saved your life.
I'm not keen on the kid carrying the helmet while the player rides. Maybe the player should wear the helmet while he rides the bike.
Yeah. A light rain is falling. I'm underneath the gazebo, so I'm dry here. You can hear the air conditioning unit off to the side. I don't want to be interrupting our afternoon show in the house, which has very thin and close proximity bedroom walls. So that's why I'm out here today. And if you can't hear that, I don't know if you can hear that air conditioner or not, but you're getting the gnat sound of training camp.
Yeah, well, it's always good for ambiance.
Exactly. So I was worried that this light rain would interrupt the Packers' three-a-day practices, but then I remembered they don't do three-a-days anymore. They don't even do two-a-days anymore. They're not even practicing today. It's an off day. We've come a long way, haven't we, Andy, from the sadistic NFL training camp days?
Yeah, I mean, they used to say that it wasn't the season that would cause players to retire. It was training camp, right? The drudgery of it. And now it's, what, 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, one practice a day? Not that it's easy. I'm not going to say that NFL practice is easy.
But it's easier. No question, it's easier.
Yeah, it's different. And also, look, these guys are in shape year-round. Players used to show up at the start of camp and they'd have to lose 25 pounds.
Right. Didn't George Allen, on the way to Redskins training camp in the 70s, which was in California?
No, it was in Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
What am I thinking? There was a team, there was some story of a coach on his way to California would pick players up on the way to California.
Oh, that's got to go way back. That's okay. I don't know which team. No, I don't. But I've heard that story, okay. Right?
Where it's like, well, you know, we're taking a train out to Oxnard, and we're going through Kansas. Let's pick up Gale Sayers.
Yeah. That's probably further back than that. It's the Bears. I think the Bears trained in a Chicago, Illinois area camp. Okay. But everybody used to go away. I mean, there was a time when all training camps were held away from the facility. Now it's probably, what, a third of the teams go away?
I think it's down to 7 teams that go away.
Right.
So it's less than a third of the league at this point, and it'll eventually be all of them once they get the facilities. So how was the opening of the fan portion of Commanders training camp, and did you go?
Did not. It was held Sunday. It was the first day. They limited it to 3,000. They also are only having 5 open practices for the fans. And I think a lot has to do with the fact that the players last year gave the facilities an F. Oh, and man, there's still a lot of renovation going on. So they did the best they could to get it ready, but it's not. And I think whether they go away next year or whether they renovate the whole facilities, it'll be better next year.
That's the F grade was according to the anonymous NFL PA survey that the NFLPA put out. Is that correct?
Yeah. And look, the new owners aren't backing away from it. They said, look, we took over a week before camp opened. We understand that it was a mess. Dan Snyder basically ran it like a slumlord, and they just didn't have the time to get it done. So they took out the artificial turf field, which hadn't been used in about 30 years, and they've had to make a lot of changes to the facility.
Right. Well, we are officially into what I call look at that catch season in sports, yeah, and sports social media, because my timeline is filled with, ooh, look at this catch by this guy in this city for that team. And I just laugh.
There is the August heroes. They happen every year. And right, somebody lights it up either in camp or an exhibition game, and the fan base goes, whoa, look at that. And then, yeah, you don't hear much from them during the season.
Yeah. But, I mean, the media is dispatched to cover training camp in a way that they were not dispatched in numbers or in force to cover a mere practice back in the day.
Yeah, that's true. And you got to write something, you got to talk about something, and you have to have instant reaction on Twitter. So you got to say something.
Extrapolate larger arguments based on one highlight in camp. Will Justin Fields threaten for the starting job in Pittsburgh for Russell Wilson?
Yeah, right. Those kind of things. And also these catches that you talk about. I forget the guy's name, but the then Redskins had a guy who made some great catches off the jugs gun. Oh. And then, you know, during the season, he wasn't much.
Who was the tall kid from the religious school in Virginia the D3, former D3 school wide receiver. This in the last 5 years, who was this project, and they thought he could be really good, and he got all this hype. Oh, why can't I remember his name?
But, yeah, they had a guy named, I think it was Reyes. It was a kid who had come from Brazil, I think, and had played
from Liberty.
Okay.
Do you remember a wide receiver from Liberty, like really tall and was pretty good in college, and like, well, I think we can make it the pros. And it was like, nah, he can't make it the pros.
Yeah. But anyway, this guy, Samus Reyes, that was the name. Okay. And he was a college basketball player at Tulane, not very good, and just got himself into great shape. And he had the body to play tight end, and he actually made the team, and he played some special teams. But, you know, you don't find stars like that. You really don't.
Well, you mentioned about how it used to be the brutality of camp would be what forced guys tipped them into retirement. My one NFL retirement story is former Wisconsin lineman Joe Panos played for the Bills, Eagles, maybe one or two other teams. He just finally retired a week before Bills camp was supposed to open. And I remember telling him, he told me in an interview, he's like, as soon as I started to begin packing for camp and thinking of what it's like, that's when I said, you know what? I don't need this. You had a similar thing from the former wide receiver Irving Fryer, did you not?
Let's see. I think Irving didn't make the team, as I remember.
Didn't he tell you, though, quote, once you've started to think about retirement,
yeah,
you're
that's
already
that.
Retired.
And that, Bill Parcells said something similar to that as well, that yes, once that starts to enter your mind, that you're gone. But again, realize what it was prior to, well, let's go back to 1978 when they went to a 16-game schedule. They played a 14-game schedule, which started in the middle of September.
Right.
They had a six-game exhibition season, which could be seven if you had the Hall of Fame game.
Oh, right.
Training camp started shortly after the 4th of July, so you were looking at 2 months of training camp before you started to play a regular season game. It was crazy.
But that said, you could then have the season wrap up to the point where you get the iconic soundbite of George Allen saying, you know, who cares about Christmas? You have a lifetime of Christmases. This is the Cowboys we're playing.
Well, they had in 71 was the first time they played on Christmas Day. It was the famous playoff game between the Dolphins and the Chiefs, which was double overtime.
Right.
And that was a big deal. They're playing on Christmas. How could they do that? And in those days, they didn't think it was a good idea to put two playoff games on in the same day. So it was wild card weekend. So it was a Saturday was Christmas Day. They put the AFC, and then Sunday was the NFC.
Wow.
And now they go, oh, Christmas Day is Wednesday? We'll put a couple of games on, sell it to Netflix for a couple of $1 million. No big deal.
Yeah, funny how that is. So look at that catch season has also spawned what I call ESPN's pre-baked question season, where I see and I look up on the TV at, you know, the discussion points, things such as, should the Cowboys pay Dak Prescott?
Oh, God.
Is so-and-so better than this so-and-so? I'm just laughing, going, where are they buying these basic-ass questions? That
well,
said, the Dak thing is interesting, is it not?
It never ends. I mean, every time I look up, there's the debate whether to pay Dak. Didn't we just do this last year?
It's been ongoing for almost 10 months now.
Yeah, but he had signed another extension, and it seemed like that was a year or two ago, already at the end of that.
A year ago, these years go by faster, Andy. As we get older,
wow.
You should know that.
You're
years older than me. No, I mean, I think Jerry has dragged his feet on this.
Yeah,
and now it's just getting more expensive. So what do you do then? Do you follow through with the let him walk out the door, which would be unprecedented in the NFL, or do you just sort of succumb and go, yeah, we know he's not that great, but okay, sign us.
Well, they actually did that with Kirk Cousins.
They were able to trade him though.
No, they went and got Alex Smith, and he became a free agent. Wait, that's where
I thought they got something back for Kirk. They found a way to.
No,
I
think it was
didn't.
Compensatory draft pick, whatever it was.
There you go.
Round.
Right,
yeah,
that's what you get. Okay, so should at this point the Cowboys take the comps after this season for Dak and then start over?
Well, yeah, I mean, what I've heard is that Dak may be saying to himself, I've had enough of this, and right. I'll just let this play out. And as if he has a great year as an unrestricted free agent, I mean, he could be the first guy to go over $60 million a year.
Yeah, he could. And even if he doesn't have a great year, if he just has an average Dak year, he'll right. still be a $50 million player next year, no matter what, whether the Cowboys decide to pay it or if somebody else were to say, oh, we can buy Dak Prescott? Yeah, we're in, even though it's $50 million a year. We're now in the cookie-cutter era of NFL quarterback salaries. I talked about it yesterday here. What do you think about it?
I think it's insane, but I also think that if you have one, and even in the case of the Packers, after 18 starts, you got to pull the trigger, because if you don't, you're not going to have one of those. And then you're looking at the Zach Wilson pile. And do you want to do that? I mean, that's the reality of where it is. So if you got one, lock him up. Make sure he doesn't go anywhere. And look, the Packers are 2 for 2 on this. This 3-year apprentice thing, it's worked out pretty well for them. So why not?
It has worked pretty well. And we'll see if it works out good this time around as well. I mean, he's got such a short sample set. I think he's legit as a quarterback, but you know, sometimes these things go south. The most recent example is Carson Wentz. Everyone thought Carson Wentz was a sure thing, baked and finished, and then he just somehow forgot how to play QB.
They did, but look, two teams paid a lot of money to get out of his business. The Eagles went to a Super Bowl without him and with whatever cap hit they took. And the Colts, if Richardson is good, looks like they're in good shape too.
Yeah. You can get out of these things as well. Be interesting to see what Denver does this year after they got out of the Russell Wilson experience. Very expensive exit ramp, but you know, we'll see.
Had to do it.
Okay. Let's turn to this. Of all the things that are stupid and pointless in training camps around the country, nothing quite rivals that of the Raiders deciding a sock puppet, Kermit the Frog, Patrick Mahomes, and making fun of him was a good idea. I'll play the soundbite here. Here was number 37 for the Raiders deciding this would be a funny thing to let go viral.
I'm here.
So afterwards, Andy Reid was asked about it. Here's what he had to say.
Patrick Mahomes got some fuel to the fire recently with the Raiders and a puppet and some other things out there. I know last year he was kind of searching for some things to fire him up, and he found them. Is it a smart idea to fire up Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, I'd probably say not. We don't spend a lot of time here with puppets, you know, so it's we try to do our work and try to get better, you know. That's the important thing.
No puppets here at Chiefs camp. Thanks so much, Andy.
And then Mahomes was asked about it, and I heard multiple clips, one of which was not so serious. This one sounded a bit more serious.
Yeah, I mean, it's still early in the year. Kind of stuff like that happens. It'll get handled when it gets handled.
So there you go. It's early, Andy. It'll get handled when it gets handled, he says.
Yeah, on the field. Right. Well, look, the Raiders did beat them last year, and that was maybe kind of a wake-up call for them, and it got their coach, Antonio Pierce.
But I believe the Raiders' overall record in the last 10 years against the Chiefs is god-awful.
Oh,
I don't have it in front of me, but they have been run ragged by the Chiefs.
No question, but the coach has had his share of mishigas over the years, including going into the nightclub with...
Antonio Pierce was Plaxico Burress's wingman that night.
Yeah, right. Burress, when he put the gun in his sweatpants and shot himself. I mean, you know, about a schlemiel. Right.
Illegal possession of a firearm in New York State, one of the most severe no firearms carry laws in the country.
Yeah, it cost him 2 years of his NFL career. And, you know, I mean, just one of the stupidest things. And who's right there with him? Well, the head coach of the Raiders, which, right. you know, fits their persona. But Al Davis has been dead and buried for a long time.
Right.
Kind of time to turn the page here.
Now, wait, you said it cost Pierce 2 years of his, or Plaxico Burress 2 years of his NFL career?
Didn't he go to jail for 2 years?
Yeah. Well, that would mean it took 2 years of his life.
Yeah.
In addition to, I love how you look at it only in terms of his NFL career, not that he was actually locked up.
Oh, yeah. Well,
like, it cost me 2 years of my life because I was in jail.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, let's not minimize that. I understand.
I know. All right. So that to me, like, it just makes me laugh sometimes how little teams and players and coaches think things through. You probably shouldn't be poking the bear in your own division.
Absolutely. Unless you think that's going to be effective for you, but in most cases it's not.
All right. Meanwhile, with the Jordan Love contract, he certainly has the money if he wanted to, but Aaron Rodgers sat down for an interview with the Jets media and said he was both happy for Love and reminded him of a little real estate fact here in Green Bay.
Well, first of all, since you mentioned it, I want to give a shout out to Jordan Love becoming the highest paid player in the NFL.
There you go.
Jordan Love, don't spend it all in one place. But if you do, I still have a house in Green Bay that's up for sale.
There we go.
The response from Love was, yeah, thanks a lot, Aaron. I'm sure somebody will buy it, but it's probably not going to be me. Meanwhile, you have Justin Jefferson, who just signed a huge deal with Minnesota, and he still lives in his two-bedroom condo that he was seen being filmed in the Netflix series Receiver on, and he said the reasoning is simple. I don't have a family. I don't need a huge house. I'm fine like this. I found that to be very refreshing.
Well, you know me. That's a man after my own heart. The only thing I would be concerned about is security, because people know he's got a lot of money. And I would hope that, you know, there wouldn't be any kind of break-ins or anything like that. That would be the only thing
If he doesn't care about having a big baller house, why would he have a lot of loose stuff to steal in his condo?
Well, people would assume that he would have some nice things in there, maybe some jewelry, things like that, that they would try to, you know,
all these guys
steal.
Have a lot of money. I didn't know you were so worried about them. Like, this was, post-apartheid South Africa where you'd have armed guards.
No. But what I'm saying is if you're living in it looks like a regular townhouse in a community where, you know, people who have moderate incomes live. And if people know where that is and that house gets targeted, they also know his schedule when he's playing on the road, things like that.
Look at you. You're like ADT. Well, Trying to secure Justin Jefferson's house.
I don't know if it's a gated community or not. If it's not, I would hope that there is adequate security. That's all I'm saying.
It looks like he could be your neighbor at your otherwise wonderful townhome community.
Right. And I have nothing in it except three televisions, which, you know, you can now get for $300 at Costco. So
three TVs and four really mean Rottweilers. So don't you even think about stealing Andy's
Sonny Jurgensen jersey?
Yeah, the Sonny Jurgensen jersey. Don't steal
knock
that.
Off, yeah. Yeah, the knockoff.
Knockoff. It's not even legit right there.
Yeah.
Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. Meanwhile, Canada in the Olympics apparently is cheating rampantly with drones.
Right,
I didn't
hear
the story last week. They fired their women's soccer coach. They apparently have been doing this on the men's side, but they haven't been caught quite as red-handed. They even told one contracted person with the team that on their road trip to play some international competition, their expected duties were to try to spy on the opponents whenever and however possible. And the person that was interviewing for the job said, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, a couple things. One, what didn't Canada win last time?
They won the gold medal in the Olympics.
All right. And number two, I don't know that much about soccer, but how much can you learn about what they do strategically?
You and I don't know, but it was sort of like with Spygate and Belichick. How much could they benefit from the scheme? And the answer was enough to flout Goodell's direct memo saying knock it off, right?
Right, right, right.
So whatever they were gaining had to be of some value. Also, the Patriots got busted again in Cincinnati. Remember that incident?
Oh, yeah. I remember this, that when I was in Dallas, the team used to practice at a facility that backed up to a hotel.
Yep.
And they said that when George Allen was coaching the Redskins, they would have to buy out the whole side of the hotel that faced the field because he used to have one of his people check in. And that was sort of quaint back in those days. But once Spygate came along, it became a much bigger deal.
Didn't George Allen also... I saw this on an NFL Films episode, have one staffer roam the woods outside of Redskins Park to make sure nobody was peeking through the leaves with binoculars?
Ed Double L Boynton, who was like a retired FBI or some high-level security, and he would ride around on his bicycle to make sure that nobody was looking through the fence. Yes.
Wow, that's incredible. George Allen famously hated being mic'd up for sound by NFL Films. There's one episode that shows him taking the stuff off at halftime, claiming it was a bad curse. It was like bad juju. Remember that?
Yeah.
George Allen was like, get this mic off me. This is no good. I believe they came back to win that game, so maybe George Allen was right in terms of it being a curse. But George Allen would hate this news story that came down on Monday. NFL coaches are now going to be required to give a live in-game interview on TV broadcasts. Your thoughts?
Right. And they said it was to get more people interested in watching. I don't know how many more people they can get interested. But here's my thought that was not in the story. Remember last year when Carissa Thompson said when she was doing sidelines, if she couldn't find the coach either before or after halftime, she would just make it up. Yeah, so I think this is more for transparency, I think.
Really?
That's what I think.
They need to add some credibility to the sanctity of a coach sideline reporter interview?
Yeah, like you heard it right from the source. I mean, baseball's gone nuts with this. They're miking up players during the game and regular season. I always thought the NBA stuff was crazy. I thought Popovich was an ass, but, you know, you don't really need it. And in this case, it might be just for transparency.
Yeah. All right, let's hit the Olympics real quick here. What have you watched so far? What have you enjoyed so far? And what questions do you have now watching the Olympics? The Olympics remains undefeated for us in our business. The chattering class with little Easter egg stories that pop up, and they're just great to fill time with because they're so fascinating, all of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I watched, you know, some of the swimming. The French guy who ran away with it and then apparently high-fived everybody in the stands, I thought was a cool story.
Right.
I think that I watched the Olympic basketball, and there's all kinds of conspiracy theories now about this.
What's going on with that? Why? I mean, Jason Tatum getting 0 minutes, that's kind of insulting, don't you think?
It is kind of insulting, but the minutes went to Kevin Durant, who was out of his mind.
Right. Well, that's why they don't need truly a dream team anymore. They need like four or five healthy NBA players and a bunch of guys who know what they're doing. Because aside from Jokic, they had a bunch of Kreplach salesmen on that team for Serbia. So they were overmatched. I loved it when the one skinny rando Serbian guy decides he's going to try to back down LeBron James in the post, and he does like one crab dribble, bangs his shoulder, two crab dribble, bangs his shoulder. LeBron is not moving like he's a stump of an oak tree, and so then the guy just gives up and passes it out.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's another thing that's in our favor in this, there's a lot of undisciplined stuff that went on in 2004. We lost, but now you've got guys who have played in multiple Olympics and they understand the international game a lot better. So guys like Durant have played a lot. LeBron, obviously, Steph, I think played in one other. So not only do we have the best players in the world, but we have guys who understand the national game. Now we've got teams that play together more. And Canada's got a lot of NBA players on their team, so that could be a problem. There's a couple of teams like that. But I think, you know, just the first one in 92, I mean, it was just a joke how much better. There was a story of some guy going over to the bench to show his teammates that he was being guarded by Magic Johnson and how great that was, stuff like that. But by and large, I think we're not only have the best players, but we have a good understanding of how the international game is played.
All right. Did you see the Thai springboard diver who really, really missed his dive? Landed flat on his back, got a 0.0, a Blutarski for his dive.
Yeah, you practice that dive for 4 years, probably every day.
Yeah, but one of them just wasn't good enough, and he only pulled it off like 1 out of 10 times anyway while practicing. So it was going to be a long shot to begin with.
Yeah, but there has to be some qualifying for that, don't you think?
I guess you're right. I guess there has to be, but somehow he was able to get in. That was funny. Replay sucks in everything, including archery. The gold medal match came down to a one-arrow shoot-off, and it was on the line between a 10 and a 9 on the inner circle, and so they had to take the target down and have a judge look at it with a magnifying glass.
Wow, that's like who was the referee that put the piece of paper?
Right. Exactly. Have you seen our breakout women's rugby star, Alona Maher?
No, I just watched them beat Great Britain.
Look up Alona Maher, Maher. Okay. She is I'm calling her Marsha Lynch because she's like the female embodiment of Marshawn Lynch. She's running down the field, stiff-arming other women in the neck as they fall to the ground. Like, what? And she's kind of attractive, although she's a very muscular gal.
Yeah, well, we got to know some women's professional football players over the years.
DC Divas.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't you try to tackle one of them?
We talked about setting up. We never did. The Junkies once played them, actually, in the game.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's video of that out there. But she's a breakout star right now. Also, the Seine River was supposed to be used for a portion of the triathlon. And they spent $1.5 billion cleaning it up. Of not just debris and waste, but also E. coli. And then after these hard rains, they find out after testing the water, nope, E. coli is back, can't use the Seine River. $1.5 billion down the drain.
Wow. Wow. That used to be a lot of money.
What do you mean it used to be a lot of money? It's still a lot of money, given that it was a total waste of money.
Yeah. Don't you think one of the environmental people should have looked into what happens if it rains?
What if it rains, right, exactly.
Is good point. Stay clean? Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
A couple other things from the Olympics. So now Dawn Staley went on with Tirico.
Saw this. Yeah.
And said the following about Caitlin Clark not being on the team. Here's the soundbite.
There's so much conversation about women's basketball. The run you at South Carolina had to the national championship, a perfect season. Obviously, Caitlin Clark. And there was so much conversation on, should Caitlin be on the U.S. women's national team? You were part of the selection group. Mm-hmm. Give me your read on that now that we've got a little bit of time and we can get into some clear air to see what happened.
Right. When, as a committee member, you're charged with putting together best team of players, the best talent. Caitlin is just a rookie in the WNBA, wasn't playing bad, but wasn't playing like she's playing now. If we had to do it all over again, the way that she's playing, she would be in really high consideration of making the team because she is playing head and shoulders above a lot of people, shooting the ball extremely well. I mean, she is an elite passer. She's just got a great basketball IQ, and she's a little more seasoned. In the pro game?
In a couple of months.
Yeah, she was 2 months ago.
That's great perspective to add there.
Well, ain't that rich, Andy? If we had to do it all over again, .. Whoops. She was the number one pick in the draft. She was the all-time scoring leader. Was it in college?
Yep.
Yeah. And you're like, we're not going to take a flyer on her because we don't know how she's going to be as a pro. The embarrassment of this decision continues to echo to the point, Andy, where I actually actively liked a tweet from
Christine Brennan.
Christine Brennan.
Yep. Yeah, no, she got it right. This is and I think what happened was that the other players on the team made it clear they don't want her. They knew they were going to be in the spotlight during the Olympics, and they don't want her stealing the light. That I think that was the biggest factor in that.
How about Chase Buttinger and Kevin Durant, who are the co-MVPs of the McDonald's All-Star basketball game, both winning a match on the same day in the Olympics, only Buttinger now plays beach volleyball.
I think that's cool. I love that. I think that's tremendous. You know who else made that transition? Oh. And had we allowed professionals in the Olympics, this would have been great. Wilt Chamberlain essentially retired from the NBA when he still had something left in the tank because he loved playing beach volleyball more.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Did not know that. Yeah, he would have not only dominated on the sand, but the ladies he could have picked up. His what was the number, 10,000? Could have been 15,000.
He said 20,000.
Oh, he said 20. Okay.
Yeah, and he said it, unfortunately, right about the time Magic Johnson announced that he had the HIV virus. Wilt was prone to exaggeration, obviously, and something else, although, you know, perhaps he was, shall we say, not as sure a shot at that as he was in the NBA, but seemingly, there would be a lot of children claiming to be son or daughter, and DNA testing would have been able to determine that, but who knows?
All right. Meanwhile, two quick sensitive things, and we're done in the Olympics. One is the Palestinian judo wrestler who wrestled against an Israeli refused to shake hands before the match, shouted Allah Akbar, and then ended up getting his shoulder dislocated. Many of us saw that story and said, ha ha, that's the ultimate FAFO, fuck around and find out. Where do you stand on that story?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, this is an old story with the Olympics that these kind of things enter into it. And I don't know, you know, if those things are avoidable in any way. Shouldn't
the two sides somehow, despite the atrocities going on over there, be able to at least for a moment exhibit some sportsmanship? There is also a disturbing clip, I don't know how true it is or real it is, of a handful of Palestinian fans chanting Heil Hitler at a soccer match.
I know. It's a terrible thing. I'm old enough to remember the Munich tragedy of 1972. It's awful.
When is the Olympic Committee going to step in and start saying, no, we're not doing this?
Yeah.
Because it's all in one direction.
Yeah, it is. I don't have an answer for it, but it's not something that's new, and it's not something that anything is, you know, really changed. No.
All right. And then the last one, you got any thoughts on the opening ceremony controversy?
That the people didn't like the boats?
No, the Last Supper.
Oh yeah, that was really awful. That looked terrible.
Did you not find it? Do you think that the aggrievement of many Christians saying this is bullshit, you would never do anything like this with any other religion, openly mocking something that is important to us, like the Last Supper?
Yeah.
Do you think those criticisms are valid?
I think they are. I think they really are. Yeah, absolutely.
My net take was nothing should take away from the athletes. The athletes, the stories, and the spirit of the games, and that took away from it. I also think there's too much Snoop Dogg and too much celebrification and too much Steve Kornacki. I get it. You paid a lot of money, NBC, for the rights, and I get it. It's a TV show. But, my God, are the Olympics not enough? They should be enough.
Well, you know, you got to maximize your dollars, and apparently it's working. The numbers I saw earlier were like 30 million, like rivaling NFL 4 o'clock games.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Last one for you, Andy, on the way out the door. Who would have thought it? Duke football always has been an afterthought in the big scheme of things. Is introducing plans for a Devil's Deck at Wallace Wade Stadium, a luxury seating area with all-you-can-eat food and non-alcoholic drinks, exclusive access to open standing areas, yard games, and an in-game DJ. Duke football, Andy.
Yeah, well, they had some decent years under Cutcliffe, David Cutcliffe.
I know, decent, but still, in the big scheme of things, I laughed when I saw this. I'm like, damn, the race for nil money is really, really on.
Well, they have to keep up, and I guess, you know, since you're going to have a basketball team that's always going to be in the mix for the national championship, you can't have an embarrassment of a football team, so wherever you can get money, you get money.
Yeah, I guess so. Next week, where are you at?
I am going on my annual trip to, don't say Maine, Vermont.
Vermont,
Saturday. I'll be a Saturday to Saturday. And they have a hard line there because we always have cell phone issues. So if you'd like to connect next week, we can.
I wouldn't mind doing it, but I feel like I'm intruding on your vacation.
Nah. I mean, it's there's leisurely time. There's enough time for a little phone call. So not a problem. Well, you can arrange it.
Then I will hit you up, my friend, and we'll chat. I'm sure something of interest will happen because now the gears and the machinery of the big sports media cycle has ramped up, and we got stuff cooking right now. So we'll have stuff to talk about next week, I'm sure.
All right, Dave, have a good time, and make sure if you have somebody, make sure they wear their helmet when they ride your bicycle.
Right, and I will try not to pop a hamstring doing anything mildly athletic in the backyard of our rented house.
There you go. All right, have a good time.
We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
All right, Dave, take care.
That's a wrap for today. Listing, download and subscribe to the Zabecast and be a premium subscriber for a mere $5 a month. You can buy 12 months for the price of 11. Go month to month. Cancel anytime. Go to zabe.com/premium. And also you get to skip the ads when you're a premium subscriber. Thanks for listening. And we will see you next time. Everybody wants me to be what they want. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.